COVID cases up in one city. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Philadelphia bringing back its indoor mask mandate.
I hoped we wouldn't be meeting like this again, but here we are.
Citing a spike in COVID-19 cases, Philadelphia's health commissioner said the last thing that a pandemic-weary public wants to hear.
We're reintroducing the mask mandate.
Dr. Cheryl Bettigol says masking up in indoor public spaces provides a chance to get ahead of the wave.
If we can do that, we can literally save the lives of vulnerable Philadelphians.
But she also urged Philadelphians to responsibly go about their daily lives.
We do not believe that there's any reason to panic or to avoid activities we enjoy and that are important to us.
Bettigol adding there will be a one-week education period to get the word out about the mandate before it takes effect on April 18th. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
State Department has ordered consular staff to leave Shanghai, which is under a COVID lockdown, to try to contain a surge. The order covers non-emergency U.S. government employees and their family members. As Russian forces appear to have failed in their attempts to capture the capital of Kyiv, Ukraine, U.S. defense officials say they're regrouping to push into the east.
A push to control the skies as Russian forces claim to have blown up several key Ukrainian air defense systems. While Ukraine denies it, Moscow says it hit multiple S-300 launchers stationed in Dnipro. If true, it would be a critical blow to Ukraine's current control of the central part of the country as Russia readies itself for increased fighting in the Donbas.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. President Biden promising to crack down on so-called ghost guns. Those are guns usually made from kits that are untraceable.
This should be just a start. We need to repeal the liability shield of gun manufacturers and finally hold them accountable for false advertising and many other things they do.
The Justice Department says ghost guns are being found more and more at crime scenes. Gun rights advocates claim the government is violating the Second Amendment and federal law with the rule. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
American companies given money to produce personal protective gear for the pandemic say they've stopped producing it due to a lack of customers and overseas competition.
The Associated Press is reporting that more than $120 million in grants went out to different American companies in hopes of getting pandemic PPE made. It went to over 300 businesses in 10 states. But the AP's found, after interviewing some of those business leaders, that some have shut down, given back that grant money, or sold off the production equipment they'd purchased. One company in St. Louis, Halcyon Shade, said they never sold a single mask. They struggled to get equipment and regulatory approval. The vice president of Green Resources in Missouri said everyone kept saying American-made, and yet they only sold a few thousand masks. The price competition from overseas was too fierce. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner has reached an agreement with the Missouri Office of Disciplinary Counsel, where she acknowledged mistakes in her handling of the prosecution of former Governor Eric Greitens, but won't face any severe penalties. A teenage Olympian has retired.
Olympic figure skater Alyssa Liu taking to Instagram to announce her retirement at 16 years old. The teen sharing photos and videos of herself skating, posting, "I feel so satisfied with how my skating career has gone. Now that I'm finally done with my goals in skating, I'm going to be moving on with my life." She goes on to say she plans to spend time with friends and family. Liu, becoming the youngest national champion in U.S. history at 13 years old, making her Olympic debut back in February, finishing seventh. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Sonic the Hedgehog was number one, taking in $71 million. Morbius was second, followed by The Lost City, Ambulance, and The Batman. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.